or is it like the whole floor? Like,
you know, I'll be honest with you. I think if I have to say, if I have to really think about this, from Pompano to Key West, we'll be officially underwater.
That's the whole next. That's literally Broward today, and the Keys.
Yeah. West Palm Beach, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is because remind you,
Palm Beach,
I
believe is Palm Beach.
Palm Beach is West Palm Beach is pretty decent size. It's a pretty decent size.
Yeah, but you said Pompano to Keys, so I'm
because Pompano shuts off. I would say almost heading into Boynton area, West Palm Beach area.
Yeah, by like Boynton.
That's why I say from Pompano, Lighthouse Point, all the way down to Key West will probably be underwater. I could see that happen. Yep. Especially Miami. Brickell is always underwater. It could rain for 2 minutes and that shit's gonna be flooded.
Speaking of Brickell, Komodos. Sidebar. Komodos. I took a chick there maybe like a year or two ago. And I tried that fucking duck on their menu. I don't know if you ever been to Komodos and tried the laughing duck?
That shit.
They need to sink that fucking place for that guy. if there's a reason South Florida needs to fucking sink, is because of Komodos and that fucking duck. There should be no reason I'm paying that much for a fucking duck, and it's that. You know what? I'm gonna try that.
I never been there.
It was an off night. Maybe it was an off night because that shit was salty as hell. Is that supposed to be salty? Am I tripping?
I don't know, man.
Nah, fuck that, man. That shit was fucking salty. I paid that shit. I even left the tip because the waiter did his motherfucking thing. That goddamn duck. I ain't gonna lie, I had a lit night. I had a great night. The vibe in there is great. I love Komodos.
But the duck fucked
up. I had a problem with that duck. Maybe the cook fucked it up. I don't know. But that shit was salty. And I hated everything about that shit. I don't even think I finished the fucking duck. I finished everything else. Everything else was fire. But the fucking duck. Yeah, Komodos. I'm going to go look that shit up. I got to remember when the fuck I went, you know? And I want to know who cooked that fucking duck. Because that shit right there is, they need to take that shit off the menu. But then again, they do say, you know, the expensive restaurants, their food is never good.
You're just paying for what it is. You're not paying for the quality of the food. Like, it's like prime rib. Prime rib, you go freaking buy that. You pay $5,000 for just a slab of rib that's barely cooked. Like, just because it's a prime rib.
How rich I get, I would never pay $5,000 for a slab of
rib. Yeah, I'm going to go to Sedano's right down the street and buy some ribs for $10 and cook them, and they'll be perfectly fine.
My girl cooks rib very. You know, I'm going to just eat whatever the fuck she's cooking. I'm not paying $5,000 for a slab of rib. That's, or you can pay
$10,000 for a rib in cooked in gold, if you want.
And where?
In gold. It's cooked in gold, like gold wrapping. Edible.
Is it really gold, or is it just...
It's 24-karat edible gold, yeah. And they cook it, they wrap it in there, you know. I don't know if it's $10,000, but I think it's around that time. Because I know that dude that do the little salt thing... He be doing that shit.
Oh, if he's doing it, then fuck it. I trust him. I trust him. Lil Betty from down the street cooking my fucking rib in what, 24 gold? Come on now, bro. Nah. Come on. Is it real gold? Is this edible? Am I going to die after eating this shit? That's what I want to know.
This guy.
Is it real gold?
Nah,
look it up. Tell me if it's real gold or is it just like some bullshit.
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. I'm checking right now. Oh, look. Hold on. That's a real gold steak. I don't know if you can see the. That's a whole prime rib gold steak, bro. Hold on.
Right. Like I said, I trust him. He's verified.
You know, it's real. 24-karat gold steak Yeah.
Okay, now the question is, will I die after eating this shit?
I mean, it's edible, so I don't think so. Yeah, it's edible.
If he's cooking it, I'm willing to take the chance. I'm going to be real. He has...
You know what's crazy? I'm not even going to lie. There's, you know, I used to follow him on Instagram.
What happened?
You know, when I go, when you go through the comments, I'm a comment reader, bro. So I go through the comments all the time. And sometimes it's best for celebrities like that guy to turn the comments off when you cook or when you do something. Because people be telling, they be like, oh, I went to one of his restaurants. Because he has restaurants in New York and Chicago, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And they say it's all trash. It does not taste good. His food does not taste good. It's expensive for no reason.
Okay,
that's what I, that's what the comments say.
He's not cooking the food, though.
So why are you spending all that money to go somewhere that's...
But I wouldn't go to his restaurant. I'm going to go where he is.
Hey, I mean, well, let's hope his food don't... I mean, isn't his... Is his recipes? Isn't... They're, aren't they following his...
Come on now, bro. Do you follow Grandma's recipe to the T?
Yes. Yes. And you yes.
But I do make a point.
You do. Okay. You do.
I make a point. Come on now. You think everybody follow that? Okay. Somebody's gonna cut a corner somewhere. You know, they come to this job, they don't love their job. This is a job to them. It's like, fuck it, that's too much. True. You know what?
No,
doesn't eat
no,
that much right. salt today. Doesn't eat that much black pepper.
You right.
If it's
you
like
right.
I said, I trust right. him. I don't trust anybody else that doesn't have the type of reviews he has. Exactly. He's not in there.
Yo, nah, he be killing that shit, though. I ain't fun to fight. He killing that shit.
Matter of fact, I'm going to tell this motherfucker when I get home, I'm going to tell him to do this shit, motherfucker. Hey, serve my shit.
Yo, that...
But...
I'm not stupid.
That shit just...